Welcome back to Shoot the Bull, and welcome Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. Let's talk about Texas organic cotton.
The majority of Texas organic cotton crop is grown in the South Plains area. This particular area, known as the heart of the world's largest cotton patch, is well suited to produce the organic cotton. Thousands of bales are produced in this area. However, many of the South Plains farms have limited or even no irrigation. That means the crops are dependent on rainfall, which of course can be very hard to predict, to say the least. Let's just say yields can vary significantly from one year to the next.
So why is this area good for organic cotton?
Well, the winter temperatures get cold enough that they help limit the insect pressure. Plus, the winter there provides a hard freeze, which helps defoliate the cotton plants and get them ready for the mechanical harvest. Also, the sunny climate and quick drying soils help aid in controlling the weeds.
Now, is there an association that helps out?
Well, there sure is, Tony. It's called the Texas Organic Cotton Marketing Co-op, and it was founded in 1993, and it's headquartered up there in Lubbock. The co-op has about 30 producer members who plant 10 to 15,000 acres of organic cotton each year. The Organic Cotton Marketing Co-op helps producers sell their cotton and also helps with the Texas Department of Agriculture Certified Organic Program. Each bale of cotton is tracked from the field to the consumer. This keeps the buyers in the know, literally, because it tracks who the producer is and the farm for every bale of cotton. In fact, the USDA specifications are used to classify each bale of organic cotton. Plus, there's also use for the cotton seed, which is marketed to organic dairies for feed.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell.